everyone, and thank you all for being here. I think there's been a lot of disagreement about the immigration issues, but one thing that most of us, all of us, have agreed on is that a nation cannot support any type of immigration policy without security of its borders. I certainly agree with the President. That's the first step, and many members of Congress, that is the absolute first step that we must accomplish in enforcing whatever immigration policy we choose to have, and that's why we're here today. I stand with President Bush in his efforts to increase our border security for our nation, and on Tuesday of this week, our Adjutant General, General Porthress, was contacted by the National Guard Bureau about the mission of the National Guard helping to secure the border with Mexico. On yesterday, I authorized him to proceed to deploy voluntary troops for this mission. I think the evidence that you see here today is how quickly the Georgia National Guard can respond to any request, whether it be national emergency, whether it be national disaster, of a man-made or a natural disaster. And I'm very proud of the of our Guard and its willingness to take on this mission. You remember that when we welcomed our troops back from Iraq on the 48th, and there was some conversation about this mission upcoming, I said that we would be willing to do more than our share as we usually are, but I would only do that in a voluntary capacity. I'm delighted to tell you that 400 Georgians have stepped forward to support our president and support the mission of securing our borders, and 150 of them will be in New Mexico tomorrow. As you know, our National Guard from Georgia has been heavily tasked over the last few years in playing an active role in defeating terrorism around the world. I've said it time and time again, I couldn't be more proud of these men and women and what they've done for our nation and for our state. While none of our guardsmen will ever shy away from duty, many of them recently returned from their year-long deployment in Iraq in a very tense situation, and frankly, I could not in good conscience turn them around and deploy them involuntarily on another mission so quickly away from their homes, their families, and their regular jobs. The men and women here today that you see that are being processed in have not been ordered to duty to carry out this mission. They've been authorized because they volunteered for this duty. Each of them going to New Mexico has stepped up voluntarily to meet this challenge. General Porthress has assured me in our discussions of acquiescing to the National Guard Bureau's request that this would in no way diminish our ability to respond to any kind of natural disasters during the hurricane season or any other emergency that may strike the state. Obviously, if we've had almost 5,000 troops in Iraq and we were continued to prepare to respond to statewide emergencies, this deployment will not diminish that effort at all. The National Guard has enough structure to be ready, if needed, to respond to domestic emergencies and to support the global war on terrorism. General Porthress and General Ross and others, guardsmen and women, I cannot say it enough. We value you. We value our citizen soldiers in Georgia, and these volunteers are no exception. They have my gratitude and Godspeed as they go. Our thoughts and prayers are with them, willing to answer the call to defend our homeland, and we want to wish them well in that mission to secure our borders so that we can implement the policies that our policymakers determine for our nation. General Porthress.
Thank you, Governor Perdue. I simply want to reiterate three of the points that the governor made. The first is this is a great illustration of how fast the Guard can react. This request, and it's not an order, it was a request made to Georgia by the National Guard Bureau, came in just a couple of days ago. The governor gave his approval just yesterday, and we will ship 150 soldiers within the next 24 hours. The second point is that this is indeed an entirely voluntary mission. Nobody has been ordered. 400 Georgia Guard men and women stood up and said, we want to go. Of that number, 150 will go. And then the final point is this in no way diminishes our capability to respond to hurricanes or any other kind of disaster, man-made or natural, that might affect the state. It's a great illustration of citizen soldiers stepping up to the needs of the country, and I too am proud of our National Guard soldiers. Thanks.
very much.